Hello?
Hi, Dolores.
Yes?
Hi, Dolores. My name is Jesse. I'm calling you from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organizations or political campaign. This evening, we're just conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. We'd like to get your opinion. You okay with that?
Whatever you want, ask me. Otherwise, I'll block you.
Okay. I'll start now. Does any member of your household work for radio or television station or newspaper or advertising agencies?
No.
Okay. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated?
Definitely Republican.
Okay. And as you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, August the 20th? Would you definitely vote? You're very likely to vote? Somewhat likely to vote?
Definitely.
Okay. Your age range, ma'am, and excuse the question. I know that I should never ask a lady her age, but I have to have it.
92.
Okay. And generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going the right direction or have gone off on the wrong track?
Right.
Okay. From the following, which set of issues are most important to you and your family right now? I'm going to read you a list, okay? Stop me whenever you hear the one that you definitely stand behind. Economic issues like taxes and government spending, constitutional issues like gun rights and Second Amendment, cultural issues like standing up against woke policies such as DEI and transgender rights, affordability issues like inflation, insurance, and housing costs, political issues like replacing Joe Biden and Donald Trump and draining the swamp in Washington, D.C., public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration, moral issues like abortion and protecting the rights of the unborn. Which one of those do you stand behind?
Most of them, what you said.
Okay, if you could just choose one.
I'm trying to remember what they all were.
I'll go down the list again, no problem.
Okay.
So economic issues like taxes and government spending?
That's important.
That's important. You want to stick with that one?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll be now giving you a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with, okay? Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well, okay? So let me know if you feel favorable or unfavorable towards this person. Kerry Baker?
I don't recognize the name.
Okay, that's fair. And thank you very much for participating, okay? The next person on the list is Anthony Sabatini.
Don't recognize that one either.
What about Donald Trump?
Super great.
Very favorable?
Very favorable.
Okay. Non Cobb.
I don't recognize.
What about A.D. Owens?
Don't know that. At the moment.
What about Ron DeSantis?
Very favorable.
Okay. What about Mike Levine?
Not familiar.
Okay. Keith Barner?
Not familiar.
Not familiar. Okay. What about David Jordan?
Not familiar.
Or what about Mark Jordan?
Not familiar.
Okay. Let's move on to the next one. Bear with me here. Okay, so now if the Republican primary elections for Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th, were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote for? if you've never heard of these people, you can just tell me that as well, okay? This is the list of the candidates. A.D. Owens, Nan Cobb, Keith Farner, and Mike Levine.
At the moment, I can't remember.
Okay, no worries. It's the same list of people on the next question. I'm going to put the same answer on here, okay? Now, compared to 4 years ago, now thinking back 4 years, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
Gotten worse.
Gotten worse, okay. Generally speaking, which comes closer to your opinion? I'm going to read you two statements here, okay? The first one reads like this. Bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats have joined together on things like funding endless wars overseas and giving billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies and corporations. We don't need more bipartisanship. Instead, we need more elected officials who are willing to clean house in government and fight for conservative principles. That's number one. Number two, bipartisanship is a good thing. When Republicans and Democrats come together, there is less gridlock and more gets done for average people. We need more bipartisanship in government. Which one of those two statements do you like? Or
the second.
Second one? Okay. Okay, bear with me here. Now, I'm going to read you another statement saying, please select which of the following comes closest to your opinion about President Joe Biden. Okay? So bear with me here. Joe Biden's debate performance proves that what we knew all along. He has severe mental decline and has not been running the country. Biden should be ashamed of himself. And after Trump wins, he should prosecute Biden and his handlers for putting our entire country at risk and trying to fool the American people.
Definitely. Or, you don't even have to go to the second one.
Okay. Thank you. As you may be aware, the race for Lake County property appraiser has been in the news recently. Current property appraiser Kerry Baker qualified as a written candidate instead of a Republican candidate. Baker was not anticipating anyone else to run against him and decided to qualify as a written-in candidate so he wouldn't have to pay the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. However, at the last minute, Mark Jordan, the brother of tax collector David Jordan, paid a $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. Now, in the November election for property appraiser, Mark Jordan will be the Republican on the ballot and incumbent Kerry Baker will be a written-in candidate. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? So there's two statements. Mark Jordan, like any other Republican in Lake County, has a right to run for political office. Had Kerry Baker just filed as a Republican and paid the fee, the two of them would have faced off in the primary. Republican would have decided the elections. Baker was trying to pull a fast one and nobody but himself to blame. Or this was a dirty trick by Mark Jordan to steal the property appraiser position from Kerry Baker. Jordan has been censured by the local Republican Party for his actions and is being sued for this. Which one of those statements you stand closest to your opinion?
Probably the first one.
First one?
I have to discuss it a lot with my friends and son.
Right. I bet it makes wonderful conversations at the time of supper, right?
Right.
Okay, so we're almost done here. We're about 65%. This next participating thing, it's about 2 minutes long, so bear with me, but we'll be done right after this, okay?
I appreciate that.
Yes, if you could just bear with me, man, we're just about done, okay? And we're having an excellent conversation, if you ask me. Now, if you knew the following statements about a candidate were true, I'm going to read that again. If you knew the following statements about a candidate were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election of the Florida State House, okay? I'm going to go through a list, and you tell me if it makes no difference or if it makes you much more likely or much less unlikely, okay? Now, if a candidate who had been sued repeatedly for financial crimes, including stealing thousands of dollars from his colleagues and refusing to pay for their items, for the items purchased, would that make you much more likely to vote for them or much less likely? If you knew
much
that
less
about
likely.
It? Okay, perfect. A candidate who is bankrolling his campaign by spending over $150,000 in an effort to buy a seat in the state government. Would that make you much less likely or much more likely to vote for a candidate like that?
Less likely.
Okay. I believe you get my drift now, so I'm going to speed it up a little bit, okay? A candidate who has served on the Atheist City Commission and will use the experience to hit the ground running in Tallahassee and deliver for your community.
Likely.
Okay. Is that much more likely or somewhat likely?
Likely.
Okay. A candidate who supports terms limits for members of Congress.
What was that one again?
Okay. A candidate who supports terms limits for members of Congress.
Much likely.
Okay. A candidate who has criticized Governor DeSantis by suggesting that DeSantis is acting like a tyrant.
I wouldn't vote for him.
So much less
unlikely.
Likely. Okay. The next one, a candidate who only recently became a Republican, did not vote for Governor DeSantis in his first campaign, and did not support President Donald Trump in primary.
I wouldn't vote for him.
Okay. A candidate who will prioritize law and order and has worked for Sheriff Peyton Grinnell and Gary Borders.
I'd have to think about that one.
One of the answers is it makes no difference.
Makes no difference.
Okay. A candidate who is endorsed by a group that spends hundreds of thousands of dollars electing Democrats.
Is it not likely or what?
Yeah, much less likely or much more likely?
Much less likely.
Okay. A candidate who is a 35-year resident of Lake County and a lifelong conservative Republican. Would you vote for him much
likely.
Less likely? Much more? Okay. A candidate who says they are, quote, seeking power at the state level so I can return power to you at the local level. Oh, you have to think about that one, huh?
Yeah. Say it again.
It's okay. A candidate who says they are, quote, seeking power at the state level so I can return power to you at the local level.
Just say likely or favorable or whatever.
Much more likely or somewhat likely is fine.
Much more likely.
Okay. A candidate who has owned a small business in your community for 30 years, would you vote for them? Much more likely or much less likely?
I'd have to know about him.
This is not, let's say, an actual person we're talking about. Excuse me. We're talking about this is what if a candidate, what if this was true about a candidate running for office? And then you tell me, oh, yeah, it's much likely to vote for a candidate who this statement is true about. We're not talking about a specific candidate here.
Say likely or whatever.
Okay. A candidate who has a lien placed on their home and is in a separate instance will sue for not paying over $100,000 in rent. Are you more likely to vote for someone like that or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay. A candidate who supports increasing property taxes by millions of dollars. Would you vote for someone like that or?
Much less likely.
Okay. A candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that supports businesses by hiring illegal immigrants. Would you vote for someone like that or much less likely or much more likely?
Much less likely.
Okay. A candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that is the largest lobbyist by the big insurance companies who are responsible for skyrocketing home insurance premiums. Would you vote for
much
somebody
less
like?
Likely.
Okay. All right, great. So these last questions are just for statistical purposes only. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish classifying purposes, okay? If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal or moderate or conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Very or somewhat conservative?
Very.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. And what is the largest, what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? High school graduate, some college trade school, college graduate with associates or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
High school.
Okay. And do you consider yourself a pro-life or pro-choice in the issue of abortion?
I don't believe in abortion.
So you are pro-life or pro-choice?
Pro-life.
Okay. So strongly pro-life or somewhat?
Pro-life.
Okay. And this concludes our survey. I thank you very much. You've been excellent here, ma'am. I tip my hat up to you. You have yourself a wonderful evening, okay?
I discuss these issues very yes. much with my son and others. So
and this
sometimes
is the reason
I can't
why
remember
we
all the names.
Right, but this is the reason why we asked your opinion, because it's very important to refresh your memory and let you know what's going on in your community and how you actually feel about that.
Right.
So it was nice talking to you. Thank you very much for participating. And
thank
once
you.
Again, you have yourself a lovely night, dear.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.